This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Everybody out there, to our listeners, what do we say? Dumela, sawubona. What else, Pastor Saki?
Abisheng.
Abisheng. Everything out there, for everyone in the community, we say a cold August Women's Month, good afternoon. And we're so grateful by the grace of God that we can be with you in your lounge, in your car, wherever you are. You can find us on the app, and we are Radio Cape Pulpit. It's 1 minute past 12, and you can get us on the app, and you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657, and we want you to talk to us, to communicate to us, and tell us all about your communities. Ons is so dankbaar dat jy saam met ons is. Kry die koffie, kry die sop, kry die kombersie. Sit onder die kombers, kry die biervrou. En ons gesels saam met jy vandag. Ek wil net 'n skrif met jy deel. It's Isaiah 58 verse 10. It says so beautifully, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, Pastor Saki, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. What a promise that compassionate service brings light and transformation. And this is precies wat ons vandag gaan doen. We're going to bring light, transformation, empowerment in the community. Ons maandse tema is, ek het 'n naam. I have a name. You are not alone out there. You are not alone. We have hope. When God wants his plan to be fulfilled, he needs a man. And today we have a man in the studio, Pastor Saki. He's going to empower us today about things that happen in the community, in the police, about safety and the involvement of the church. And who are the church? The church is me and the church is you. And thank you so much, Pastor Saki. Pastor Saki, just greet the listeners. We will give you more time later on, please.
Thank you so much. Greetings to you, Auntie Susie, and greetings to our listeners of Cape Pulpit for all around the Cape, as well as those that are listening on the internet.
Thank you so much, Pastor Saki. And Pastor Saki is a pastor. You've got too many hats. Not many hats, too many hats. So listen carefully today and interact with us, ask questions. We are all worried. We are all concerned about our children in the community, about our safety, isn't it, Pastor Saki?
Absolutely.
In the community, and it happened on a daily basis. And even now with the younger children, and it is so sad. It's so fearful for most of us out there. You never know, even if you in the right place, then things happen. And we are so grateful by God's grace that we have somebody here what we don't have all the info. Maar Pastor Saki gaan vandag vir ons sê wat ons kan doen, hoe kan ons betrokke raak in die gemeenskap daar buite. So kry die mense by mekaar en kom ons gesels saam. Ons is almal van die gemeenskap en die Here wil hê ons moet die gemeenskap verander deur die genade van die Here. In the information that ons het. So we don't know it all. We don't know it all. But God is so faithful that he find a man so that Pastor Saki can tell us more about what we can do. We're going to listen to the song You Blessed Me Still by Benjamin Dube. And when we come back, Pastor Saki will tell us more about what happened in the community today and how we can get involved. So get your minds ready. We're also going to have a recipe of Isabel Ross later. So get a pen and paper together. And at the end of the program, she will have a recipe. And the recipe is botterskorsie en avocado slaai. Dit raak nou somer en ons gaan nou lekker slaai eet. En al die vetjies wat ons aangesit, dit gaan ons nou afskit. En ons gaan nou luister na Benjamin Dube, that is 5 minutes past 12. God bless you. We are back now. Family, we're back. It's 10 minutes past 12. And our WhatsApp number is 081-729-1657 on Community Matters at Cape Pulpit. And we're so glad that we can interact with you today. And what a song. Sometimes we feel God is far away. Sometimes we feel He don't love us. But Benjamin Dube just sang a song. He blesses us every time, over and over again. We must just look around us and we will see how God bless us. So, Pastor Saki, I'm going to read Pastor Saki's bio. He got a longer bio than this, but he just gave me a small one, a tiny and ngingi one. Is that right, Pastor Saki?
Ngingi, yeah, of course.
Ngingi, I'm good, man. You must clap hands for me. Thank you. The biography of Pastor Saki. Pastor Saki is the pastor of Promise Keepers Family Church for more than 20 years. Am I correct, Pastor?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's also the chairperson of Khayelitsha Spiritual Crime Prevention of 9 police stations.
That's a district, yeah.
That's a district, he says. He's also a radio contributor here by us at Cape Pulpit for more than 8 years. So he is well known and ek moet nou op my hoede wees, want hy is baie mature in hierdie goed. He's also, to me, what I've seen, very vibrant, love the Lord, always joyful, irrespective of the challenges, and he's a people's person. So Pastor Saki, a warm welcome today on Cape Pulpit and Community Matters, where Pastor Saki is also one of the members. So yeah, many hats. So Pastor Saki, you can tell us today what you want to tell us about the safety and the involvement of us, the church, in the community.
Thank you so much. First and foremost, thank you so much for the opportunity on the program, as well that I am indeed one of the committee members for a community committee of this particular radio. In part of the things we do, I'm the chairperson of Khayelitsha District. We call it Khayelitsha District, but it comprises of 9 stations, starting from Strand, Somerset, Makassar, and the 4 stations in and Gordons Bay as well as the 4 stations in Khayelitsha. And I'm the overseer chairperson of the spiritual crime prevention, which are represented in those particular stations. Our job is to work hand in hand with the police, but on spiritual matters, meaning that we provide support for prayer, we provide support for spiritual upliftment, as well as to be active to report crime. Because crime does happen in churches. Crime does happen in spiritual spaces. Over the years, I think the government has realized that they cannot combat crime on their own. Okay. They do need a hand of community, which they have what is called communities police forums. But those community police forums, they are representing the community at large, which is the people, the residents. But also another important leg of life is the spirituality. Mm. Now that spirituality, it comprises also of many, which is we do welcome different religions, be it Muslim and many others, traditional as well as ours. But as you all know, that most of our population in South Africa are predominantly Christians. Now we are at this space to revive the moral fiber of our communities, meaning there has been a decay of believing. The reason people do crime, because they don't respect other people. They don't value life. You know, as you look at the 10 commandments, it's in the Bible, which is famously known, that love your God with all your heart. But it also gives us the rules of life. You know, you shall not steal, you shall not kill, mm-hmm. you shall, you know, you shall not desire something that belongs to your neighbor. So that, over the years, and most especially in this, after 30 years of democracy, we see that we have lost the morale of the values of humanity. And that is where the SAPS then made a space to recognize that we cannot do anything without spirituality. And then pastors were mobilized and religious leaders from different walks of life to comprise of this particular each station to have what is called Spiritual Crime Prevention Committee, which will then do the counseling. Sometimes there are cases, Auntie Susie, where a man and a wife, they are in dispute. And you can see this dispute doesn't actually need to be interrogated with courts and all that. Not to say that we need to justify crime, that it should not go to court. But there are disputes which can be resolved in mediation. And that's where then the spiritual crime prevention comes in. We're able to intercept such cases as we are elected by police. But you need to remember that we are assisting the work which is done by the police. And we're able to sit down. One case which always come into my, when I started this, is where I sat with a wife which was ready to divorce a husband. And I sat listening to them for over 3 hours. And guess what? Those people were professionals. Those people were educated. But because of there are so many things happens in life, and when people don't have a spirituality, then they lose everything.
Yeah.
We managed to reconcile that family.
Wow.
That family is back on track, working, staying
praise
together.
Lord.
So those are the things, those are the amazing work we do. Just as now, lastly, maybe before of your other question, I'm from a rehab center. In Khayelitsha, we have a rehab center of over 200 plus young people, females and males. Now, the last boy I spoke to is a 19-year-old who has matric, who has a driver's license, who has, you know, who has started a college but got involved to take drugs, and his life, you know, got it into pieces. So those are the jobs we do. We're able to come and do one-on-ones on rehab, do what is more than psychology can do, do what more than social workers can do. Not to say that they don't work, but the space where we come, we are people of divinity. We see beyond. We help cases where you think this one, it will never happen. It will never be resolved, never be helped. So those are the things that excite us. And maybe later on, I will talk about what happened on the 18th of July with the station and in Khayelitsha with the elderly.
Pastor Saki, thank you so very much. I just want to read a WhatsApp for you. Two WhatsApps. Warm welcome, Pastor Saki. This is from Isabel Ross. That's from my ICANN Club. She says, so nice to hear your voice again. And don't go tell your wife, ne? They stalk you here on the WhatsApps, I see. And hello, Isabel. Baie danki, Pastor Saki say danki. Tanka. Pastor Saki, do you know who Tanka is? Tanka is our top fan from Robertson.
Wow.
She's our top fan. She listens to every program.
Awesome.
And always interact. Tanka
say,
this must know al na 12, so ek sê middag. Ek het geluister, maar was bezig om iets te doen, and now I am all ears. Dankie, Tanka, baie dankie, dankie. Pastor Saki gaan nou weer verder praat, Tanka. Pastor Saki, we're going to listen to a song, All Joy, by Natalie Lane. She's going to sing for us, and then we will be back. 19 minutes past 12. On Community Matters at Cape Pulpit, and our WhatsApp line family is 081-729-657. Gesels met ons, het gehoor waarmee Pastor Saki besig is met een van die baie hoede wat hy op het, en dan kan ons, as ons nou terugkom, dan is ons vol vuur, ons is warm gedrink aan die tee en die sop en die warm brood wat u eet, en dan is ons nou weer terug. Hi, family, we're back. And it's 23 minutes past 12. And we're going to continue our conversation. But I first want to read here's a message also for Pastor Sakkie. Niemand wil met my praat vandag nie. Goeiemiddag, Pastor Susan and Pastor Sakkie. This is from Alice. It's also from my ICANN Club. Pastor Sakkie, they stalk you today. I just want to read this. We have a Cape Pulpit business breakfast. And don't you think it's time to wake up and smell the coffee? Don't you think it's time to walk in your groove? How about doing both while praising God and promoting your business? Come and join us on the next Cape Pulpit business breakfast happening on Friday, 29th of August at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge Center from 8 to 10:30 a.m. Join us as we mix coffee, food, networking, and worship and enjoy special guests Enzi Letsuani and Jackie DeLange. Tickets are R250, so be sure to book ASAP. Send your email to info@capepulpit.co.za. The Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast, Friday, 29th August at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge from 8 o'clock to 10:30 a.m. See you there. So guys, let's prepare for this awesome breakfast morning. We back, Pastor Sakkie. Let's continue. I just want to ask you, Pastor Sakkie. Pastor Sakkie, where do you think, is it peer pressure? Because it's more and more and more teens that gets involved in drugs.
I think it's an absence of parents in the lives of young people. I think we were one of the last generations to be fortunate to have parents, even if they were single parents. They would stand up to make sure that moral fiber is not lost, and they would, you know, do whatever it takes.
Yeah,
you know, we really lived on Ubuntu, you know, meaning it takes a village
to raise a child,
and that's where we were.
Yeah.
You know, you could be reprimanded by someone from next door,
and you still have respect. But
nowadays, because of many rules, many legislations of our country have changed things, where some for the better, but some, I think it has really affected us badly. In South Africa, there is a talk for a dialogue. I don't know if it will help, but I think there is a need for people to talk, to discuss on issues or how do we move forward to change the status quo. Today, as you ask that question, I think it's not all doom. It means that we all need to raise our hands, most especially as believers. The scripture which I had earlier was, maybe someone will read it home, is Matthew 5 and verse 13. It talks about being the light and being the salt. And this is the words of Jesus. He asks us to be the light in the world. In this world, the people are to bring solutions, are people who believe. Hence, we are involved in the community safety space, working with police. And we're not there to pamper the police. We're there to tell them if they are not doing the right thing, to say to them, they are not doing the right thing. I'm very been fortunate that I sit with brigadiers, I sit with generals,
colonels.
I sit with colonels, I sit with top-notch of people. And that's the influence which we need as a church. I sit in a high-end provincial meeting. Not too long ago, I was in Parliament, where there was the story of a well-known policeman.
Yes, we saw you on TV.
And I talked on that, and my voice as a church. So that is the type of a voice we need. And from there, there was then an establishment of the commission that the Parliament has made an ad hoc committee to probe those allegations. So that is what we are enforcing as church, as spiritual crime prevention, to make sure that we bring back what you've asked me earlier. Young people are able to listen. But what I'm asking, I visit schools, I go to I'm from a rehab, as I said today, just still. What I notice is that most parents, they just send children to school and they are nowhere to be found. And they expect the teachings to start on moral issues, which is those are things that are taught at home, not at school.
Yes.
At school, they are there to teach.
Mm.
So we need to bring back the rules in our homes. Time to say, this is the time everybody must be at home. And the chores, children must be involved.
Right.
This life is unfortunate. It's a hard life.
Mm.
We need to make sure that we teach our children to make sure that nothing comes on a silver platter.
Yeah.
You know, you work
your
sweat in this world to make sure that you bring a plate of food, you bring something on the table. So for that thing, you say you must wash dishes, you must do something, you must be involved in the chores in the house. You are training him.
Yeah.
You are equipping him for work environment. And unfortunately, when he is no longer your child, he's over 18, the world will be so hard at him. That's why then you get loafers. We call them a loafer. Someone who doesn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Because he does not know what to do. He had auntie at home. He had everything. You always give away things to your child. And that thing, you are killing your child. You are spoiling your child.
So Pastor Saki, what do you say? If it doesn't start at home, and if the parents is absent, they're there, but they're absent parents. When the child is out there in the world, and if he struggles, he's a loafer, he will always come back home.
Absolutely.
So it will always be your challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. So you are setting yourself to fail.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying you shouldn't love. I've only have one child that you know.
Yeah, that beautiful boy.
But the way I treat him, because I you know, he knows. Fortunately, he came to my life. He knows I'm the pastor of community. So we get him to be involved on our community projects.
Yeah.
When we do feeding, he's part of the person who's slicing the bread, preparing something. So he understands that, you know, he needs to give things, the things that he is privileged to have, because he's the only child at home. But he must also be grateful that there are others who do not have parents, who do not have things, and he gets involved in so many of our charity projects, which we do as a family, as well as the church.
So that is what the saying is, Pastor Saki, is monkey see, monkey
do. Absolutely.
That's so important.
That's the best way to teach.
Yeah.
That's the best way to teach. I can't sit down and say, Samuel, this is what we need to do.
Yeah. But show him.
I have to show him.
Yeah.
And I'm not forcing him. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I say, you, I'm not saying you'll ever be the pastor. But pastoring will always, or caring, will always be part of your life.
Yeah.
Because you were born in it, and you were born to a pastoral home. And this is the way we don't need to do the things we do. But Jesus is in heaven, and we are on earth, and we are the feet of Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus needs us to do the things we do order to show his love and care to the people. So we are doing this to show to the people. This is a part of ministry.
Yeah.
To just preach the word is not enough.
Yeah.
You need to be practical, you know, and there will always be people that are in need among us.
Yeah. And it's so important, Pastor, discipline your child in various ways at home is because the Bible says it's because we love them.
Absolutely. And love is hard.
Yeah. It's sometimes tough.
Love is tough.
Yeah.
Love is painful.
Yeah.
But another thing which I want to add is that we shouldn't live in fear.
We
need to know that there are some steal from us, some things that do happen, but we always have to show love and care and rise above all circumstance.
Yeah. And don't address the issue when you cross.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Cool down, sit down, talk in love.
Absolutely.
Do things in love.
Absolutely.
Otherwise both get fearful and then they get cross and then they hands on or whatever, and then the situation is definitely not nice. So luisteraars, is 33 minute oor 12 en ons gaan gou luister na 'n lied, Awesome God by Vashon Mitchell. En ons is nou nog weer terug, maar onthou, ons is Jesus se hande en Jesus se voete in die gemeenskap daar buite. Ons is nou terug. Luisteraars, ons is terug en dis 12:37. Ons WhatsApp lyn is 081 729 16 657 en ons is besig hier met 'n baie belangrike gesprek oor die veiligheid van ons en Pastor Sakkie gaan nou met ons gesels daaroor. Ek wil net vir u sê hierdie lied sê even the winds and the waves honor God. En hoeveel te meer moet ons as mense lief wees vir God en vir God gehoorsaam wees. En soos Pastor Sakkie genoem het met die 10 gebooie, as ons net op ons plek is in die Here, dan kan ons die verandering sien. Pastor Sakkie.
Thank you so much. I just want to say to the community, let us continue to do the right. And the right is that let us not forget that we are human beings. We need each other. There's an illustration I always share with people because people sometimes they are tired of helping, tired of being part of anything. I say, when you are born, there's someone that gives birth to you. And there's someone that helps your mom to give birth.
Yeah.
So you need someone.
Okay.
And then there's someone that puts you on the back.
That's nice.
Meaning you need someone.
Yeah.
There is someone that teaches you to how to write, to read, to be at school as a teacher.
Yeah.
And so in life, there's someone that employs you, which means he gives you a job and a life and you're able to put bread on your table. Then also when you die, or maybe before you even die, you go to a hospital. Someone that looks after you.
Yeah.
There's a nurse. When you die, there are 6 people that carry your body to the grave. So it's how life is designed. We need each other.
Yeah.
So it's where we have been in a point where we think we don't need someone. And then someone becomes a thief. Someone becomes a robber because he thinks he's a loner. So we need to break that spirit of people being loners. People go alone. People stay alone. And there's a scripture actually in John 10 verse 10 that says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he comes to steal the peace. Our peace has been stolen.
Yeah.
Our freedom has been stolen to move around without any worry. But I love the scripture in 2 Timothy 2. And it says, the Lord has not given, this is chapter 1 verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of timidity, but of power, and love, and self-discipline. That is what we possess. So meaning, we must be involved in our street committees, first and foremost. We must be, not to say, I'm a born-again Christian in the township where I come from. It's easy to say, I'm born again. I have nothing to do with unbelievers. Because that is how sometimes in the gospel, how it was preached. That you have not to have anything to do. But let me tell you, when your house burns, who comes?
Yeah.
Is your neighbor who does not even go to church.
Yeah.
He can put out the fire in your house.
Yeah.
So which means, no matter, I'm not saying to be deeply involved, but get to know what's happening in your community. Mm-hmm. Be involved in a WhatsApp group in your street, which I am. As a pastor, I'm the one of the big pastors in where I come from. But I'm involved in the WhatsApp group because I need to know what's happening and I need to assist. So I'm there, I assist them when there is a drain which is spilled. I'm able to, with my knowledge, able to report that into the municipality when the robot is not working, when the light is not working.
So you do have extra hats on.
You see. So, but I do those things because it tries to show that the community, that we need each other.
Yeah,
and they appreciate. But where I cannot do, I'm able to refer. And I think, don't carry everything. Me and you will always talk about this because you've been a pastor yourself for many years. So you need to be able to refer.
Yeah.
And never think you are a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
You can do all things. Mm. You've got all the answers. That's not how we do it. But the best you can do it. Master it. That you become the salt in your community, master it. So that is very important. That is the first line of defense. So that when something happens, you're able to say, there's someone in my yard, and you're able to report. One time, not too long ago, there was a car. I suspected this car. As I was coming out of my driveway, so I stopped, and I made a U-turn, or like a U-turn in the street, and I go back. As I approach my house again, and the car was parked next to my house and it left. So it was actually escorting me to leave so that they can do. And my house has been broken into more than 3 times. So I'm as vigilant as ever until I then joined the WhatsApp. That was before I joined the WhatsApp. So I became a target of housebreaking. So, but as I reported that, only to find out there were people who were sitting with the same information. They saw the same car roaming around and they didn't report it. But now, when I reported then, the pictures. Now, when you report and someone gets to know that the community is vigilant, that person flees away.
Yeah.
So, when you sit with information or that it threatens your life, maybe that it's a car that can snatch a child. There is what is called today kidnapping.
Yeah.
There is human trafficking. Human trafficking.
Yeah.
So the community elemut makarkom.
Yeah.
They must be together. The togetherness is needed like never before.
Yeah.
That's the only way to fight crime. That's the only way to make sure that we've got the best safety. On top of that, in the police, there are what are called sector commanders. In your area, there's a policeman who is in charge of your area. You need to know who is that policeman. That policeman, you must have their number. If you don't have, go to the station where you are under and ask, who is my sector commander? And you must not just have the station number. Have a cell phone number is allowed to give you the station, the cell phone number of the sector commander. So if something happens, you know, you saw a dead body, unfortunately, you know, God forbid, or something bad happens, or an abandoned car in your area, you're able to pick up a phone and phone that particular sector commander. Okay. So those are the mitigations of crime. Another thing which is important, you must have a list of emergency numbers. You must know when the water is broken, where do you report? And also there's an app, very helpful app, from the city of Cape Town, where you are able to report all the faults. Each community, most especially those that are in suburbs, you must, even if you are in Khayelitsha, in Langa, in Kraaifontein, wherever where you are, you must have the app. And each and every citizen can have that app. You're able to report the faults of a drain that is busted, something that has to do with city, lights which are on the whole day,
whatever. Be proud of your community.
Be proud of your community.
Yeah.
And also, over and above that, have a time of a picnic, or I don't know what you call it, where the whole street comes out and have a soda and or whatever. Clean the street yourself. You know, be involved. And when you do such things, I tell you, you will have a safe community. You will then know each other. You feel more better and safe.
And people will have respect for you.
Absolutely.
The Bible says in Psalm 133, where there's unity, God's commands his blessings.
Hallelujah.
And we all look for blessings, Pastor Saki.
Amen.
Maar as ons allemaal gaan saamkom, soos u sê, vat hande, we are Jesus' hands and feet.
Absolutely.
And work together in hearts, and we do it cheerfully.
Absolutely.
Joyfully. It's our community. We stay there. Our kids must grow up in the community.
Absolutely.
And we want to be proud of our community. I just want to read you, here's another message of your lady stalkers, Pastor Saki. Tanka says, many children expect to receive many things from their parents and never see their parents reaching out to the less fortunate. To me, she says, what is here? Let me show more. To me, it sometimes feels as if parents are struggling to keep up with other families who have this mindset. So it becomes almost like a culture to receive without giving and sharing. So waar tinka, that's why we say monkey see, monkey do. En ons moet discipline en wysheid gebruik. Ons gaan luister na ons eie presente Filippine Morkel wat vir ons gaan sing armed en dangerous. En ons is nou terug. Luisteraars, ons is terug. Dis 10 voor 12 en ons moet nou klaar maak. Maar ek glo daar was so baie nog om te sê. Maar ons gaan weer verpaste sakkie kry op 'n ander geleentheid, want daar's baie baie om te sê. Maar ek wil net vir u sê, ek myself het nog vandag geleer hoe belangrik dit is om ons bure te ken, ons neighbors. Ons hoef nie te gaan kuier nie. Hulle moet net bewus wees van ons, ons nommers gee, soos daar iets by ons huise aangaan, dan kan ons daar mekaar bel. En laat ons dit in liefde doen. Ons groet hulle, ons weet en as ons niemand sien by die huis wat altyd by die huis is, jy gaan klop maar aan die deur en laat ons omgee vir ons gemeenskap. Kom ons wees lief vir ons gemeenskap. Dit is wat die Here wil hê wat ons moet doen, né? Nee? En die Bybel sê as ons wysheid kort kom, kan ons dit van die Here vra en die Here sal dit vir ons gee. Nou, volgende week is ons weer terug, volgende week in Vrydag 12:00 op Community Matters. Het ons weer 'n date, maar ons gaan gou-gou net vir Pastor Sakkie geleentheid gee om vir ons kontak besonderhede te gee en Pastor Sakkie sommer vir ons kan groet. Ek Pastor Sakkie verstaan Afrikaans. Ja, hy het baie hoede op. Pastor Sakkie.
Ek het Afrikaans by die skool geleer.
Ah, en nou dan nog.
Ja. I think the most important thing, I just want to share that there are important numbers in South Africa. On if you've got a cell phone, which is the 112, it works. Mm-hmm. It worked for me. I was once, stuck on the R300. Very dangerous. R300 is very dangerous these days.
Tell me. So, yes, I know.
So it does work. Mm-hmm. And I must also, compliment our involvement as pastor and spiritual crime prevention is that we were able to force the minister, it's unfortunate, to come out. He's gone out now, is on leave on this issue of allegations and all that. But when he came in, we enforced him on the first meeting we had with him to have, because people, they were the problem with this issue of national government, provincial government, local government, which is the metropolis and these law enforcement. When they go to the municipal say, no, that is the issue of the SAPS. So we dismantled that. Mm. Then they made a partnership of the metropolis working together with the law enforcement as well as the SAPS. That is an achievement. And that agreement is in place, meaning that now crime is combated both by law enforcement as well as the metropolis and SAPS. So we have achieved that as part of spiritual crime prevention, CPF, and other stakeholders engaging the minister direct. So people, they must make sure that they understand that the safety is very important. And the issue of working together as communities is very important. So if you have a phone, do use that 112 number and also use the 10111. But the most important one, visit your police station, ask for your sector commander in where you reside.
Yeah.
That will be more important, as well as try to get a cell phone number, because most of the landlines in our police stations are not working. So if you Google a number of the telecom, you'll find that it will never be picked up. So always try to get the number which is reachable to someone in the police station. So don't only look for the numbers when you are in trouble.
Yeah.
Look for the number when there is no trouble.
Yeah.
So you got to know how do you get help when you need help. And the issue of safety is so paramount important in these days. We cannot go ahead without having our safety as in hand. As well, let us use the people, whoever, it doesn't matter what political party there is the councillor. You must have their contact and force him, because he is getting paid by the city of Cape Town every month to bring resources and needs for your community.
Pastor Sakkie, can we just get your telephone number, if you don't mind?
My number is 084-968-0943. So I'm on WhatsApp, 084, it's a cell phone number, 968-0943.
Pastor Sakkie, baie dankie. Sê net goed, tot ziens vir die luisteraars, is altyd wat ons het.
Tot ziens julle, ek is baie lief van julle. Thank you so much.
Baie dankie, Pastor Sakkie, die Here seën. Tot volgende week is ons weer terug.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.